Welcome back to the Amarillo National Bank pregame show. We're playing game two with the San Antonio Missions tonight at Hodgetown. I'm joined by Gene Walters, who was right in the middle of that Sod Poodle victory last night and has been great since coming back to the Soddies. And Gene, I guess I want to start by asking you, what do you think has been working the best for you this season in general in Amarillo? Because you played like 20 games here and you've been fantastic. What do you think has been working as a Sod Poodle this season?
I feel like the focus I've been putting on, practice, defense, batting practice, the focus being pretty much the key.
And for you, you're a switch hitter. How long have you been swinging from both sides of the plate?
Like my whole life. Okay. Since I was a kid, my dad taught me like how to be a switch hitter. So,
is your natural swing righty or lefty?
Righty.
Okay.
But what's funny is I'm lefty.
Okay.
Yeah, I ride lefty, do everything with my left hand.
So how did it end up that you throw with your right hand, but then you hit switch? Like, how did you decide that was going to be the best option for you in your career?
It was my dad.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess he wanted me to play every position. So as a lefty, it was like pretty much pitcher, first base, and outfield. So he didn't want that for me. So.
And that's part of what I think makes you a good player is that you can play a lot of different positions. You can play second. You can play shortstop. You can play third. I'm sure you take a lot of pride in being able to do a lot of different things, right?
Yeah. During practice, I took ground balls everywhere. Try to get fly balls in the outfield, doing what the team need me to do.
You work a lot with Ronald here as well in Amarillo. What is your relationship with him like as he coaches the infielders?
Oh, it's incredible. My relationship with him is special. Yeah, I learned a lot about like being a good infield with him since spring training, since 2021.
Yeah.
My first year, so I've been with him. And it's amazing, man.
What do you think makes him such a good coach?
The way he treats you, the way he wants you to develop, mm-hmm. The way he's like explaining everything to you to learn, like, it's good.
Yeah. You're a big clubhouse guy. Obviously, you speak both languages, so you can connect a lot with both the English speakers and the Spanish speakers. What do you feel like your role is in the clubhouse, not even talking about as a player?
I feel like the captain.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm not trying to be like, no. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to like show everybody how to do the right thing, like try to lead them in the right way.
Yeah. Obviously, you have a good amount of time in AAA as well. This team has a pretty young roster. As one of the more veteran guys, do you feel like it is partially your responsibility to show these guys the way?
I mean, not really, because the majority of players here, they earn to be here.
Yeah.
So they've been working hard. I know them since 2022.
Yeah.
I've been playing with all of them, and they pretty like focused and respectful. Mm. So it's good.
What do you think Colina does for just the general culture of the place? Because it seems like people really love coming to the field every day when Colina's in charge.
Wow.
Yeah.
He's good. He's a leader. Like, he's incredible, man.
Yeah.
He teaches you. He like try to help you every day, try to get the best version of you.
Yeah.
Every day on the field. That's the way he is. He wants you to play 100% every day and be ready to compete every single pitch.
Yeah. I have to ask you about all your accessories, because I love how you have color coordination for every single uniform. Where did that start? Where did your sense of style really start?
Since off season.
Okay.
I spent like 5 hours of my day like trying to find stuff that I like.
Yeah.
To be like colorful during the game. Like, I don't like just being black and white.
Yeah.
I need to be colorful, like neon green, pink, red and yellow, all of them.
Yeah. Where do you think that comes from, your want to not be like the rest? Where do you think that was born inside of you?
I feel like the way I played the game, yeah, it makes like everybody watch me playing. So I just don't want to be like a simple baseball player.
Yeah.
I want to be different.
Yeah. I love the flash and the pizzazz that you play the game with. But I want to ask you now about this team, and as they try to go down the stretch of the season, try to win a second half and make the playoffs, what do you think this team has to do day by day to get back on top of the standings?
we're in the right spot right now. Yep. We've been playing good baseball. Obviously, the other teams have been playing good too. But for our perspective, we just need to be like consistent and be like not trying to do too much. Like everybody like putting the work together, and we're gonna win this second half.
Gene, thank you so much for the time.
Thank you.
The Amarillo National Bank pregame show continues next on News Talk 940 AM.